Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's a very, very meaningful program, of course, today. Every one of them is meaningful to us, but there's something that happened in the community on the Gulf Coast, in the Pensacola area, Escambia County area, in the 70s. This happened all over the place, but in the 70s.
Almost 40 years ago.
And with that, there was all these racial tensions going on. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. There was a lot of inequality in America.
The marches,
and there was, Louis Farrakhan type focus,
Malcolm X type focus,
and then you had the, Dr. Martin Luther King, who were ministering, walking in peace and signing the commitments and all that. And so it was just all over the place, but America was being confronted with, like, you've got to deal with these injustices that are taking place. And today we look back and we think, how could that even be? But it's always like that. It's easier to look back at history and ask, but it's better to understand it was and celebrate that it's not anymore. But sometimes stories never got finished.
Yeah.
And in this particular school, it was called Escambia High School, still is, in the 70s, it got so tense there. And one of the reasons why it got tense, in addition to having this national conversation, the school had a rebel flag, was called the Rebels. There was their name. Like, every school has a
mascot
name, and it was the Rebels. And if you didn't understand, if you read the Confederate Constitution, it said very specifically what that was about. You know, that's a true history, but it said specifically it had to do with slavery was part of that, the reason why the war was going on. And, you know, of all the things that probably needed to change at that time was, okay, we need to rename this mascot
down.
Right. And so some wanted it, some didn't want it, and it looked like more of the parents probably were more involved in it than the kids. So all of a sudden, one day the kids are all friends, and the next day they're divided. And
wasn't there a song too, a Dixie song, something like that?
I don't remember. That probably was. My sister was going there at that particular time at that school, and they had to bring police officers out there to be able to have people watch over them. And that I remember my sister was walking through. This was before code. So they had one hallway that was so small that you could barely walk down it by yourself. And there was two African-American guys in front of her, and she was behind them, and somebody, who was, mean and hateful or whatever, started coming down the hallway. So those two guys were in front of her, turned around, almost ran over, trying to get out of there.
Right? Bless your heart.
And well, bless their heart too. It's like that's a high school. Why would? Yeah. But that's a reality. We talked about that before, Ruby Bridges. If you don't know the Ruby Bridges story, that this is our true history. But you think about it, that they were teenagers back then, and they were kids now, but today they're 40 years older.
Yeah. This was violent, from what I understand. According to Pensapedia, they have a story on it that they were actually throwing rocks at windows and people were getting shot at school. I had no idea this happened in Escambia County.
Well, what happens, some of the reports are, I actually worked later on when I became an officer, because they were older by the time I started there, but I worked with some of those officers that actually were at the schools in those days.
So they were students at the school?
No, they were officers protecting the students.
Oh, wow, okay.
In those days. And some of the parents came out, and when you think about racism and all that, it's a generational thing.
Sure.
And, people don't hate people till someone tells them to.
Right.
I'm saying?
Learned behavior.
I didn't know that.
It's amazing how children can get along and I have no problem whatsoever, no matter color of their skin. Yeah.
Right. And there's some, I think Dr. Martin Luther King has a story about that where, he was a young child and all of a sudden suddenly thinks something shifts at a certain age. Understand that things are taught. People aren't born innocent. Mm-hmm. And we have different reasons why we wouldn't relate to some people. But generationally, choosing a people group that you don't like. Because if you grow up as a kid, you're growing up around your friends. It doesn't matter. You just see them. They could be a nice friend. It could be not a good friend.
Yeah.
But it's because of who they are, not about their ethnicity.
Absolutely.
Because you don't even know, as a kid, you don't even know where people come from in regards to their life. I remember we rode the bus. We had the busing situation going. I was going to school. I loved all these folks. So I went related to them. But I had no idea how many socioeconomic different backgrounds we were coming from because we were all on the same bus.
Yeah, so you were being bused in from different places.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we have to remember, too, that racism is a spirit.
Yes, it is.
And it's a tool of the enemy. to divide us from one another. You know, so we got to understand there's another thing at work. Yes, it is learned, but yeah. we wrestle not, Ephesians 6:12, right? Mm-hmm. Against principalities, wickedness. Right. And so you have this thing to contend with.
Right. And it, don't listen, don't let the world define what racism is. Racism is when you, I don't care what race you are,
yeah.
hate someone, feel better than them, because just because of the color of their skin.
Sure.
So it can be, you know, African-American towards white Americans towards African-Americans, could be Hispanic. I mean, when I was in law enforcement.
Against themselves.
Boy, yeah. When I was in law enforcement, in my job interview, well, the one that was recommending me, he said, you know, what is your weakness? I'm like, can't you tell me my weakness because I won't get a job, right? And he says, I'll tell you what it is. He's naive. I'm like, I'm not going to get hired if you tell him I'm naive. But I really was because I was so shocked that even when I went to, you know, part of the area that I policed was, you know, somewhat African American, mm-hmm. but then you have different tints. You have a red, kind of a reddish skin,
light skin,
dark skin,
red bone,
light
yeah.
skin. And there was people in that particular community that were feeling better than the others. It's a spirit.
Sure. What happens becomes all races. I've seen it all across.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Hispanics, Asians, yeah. it's all the same. That, you know, I've experienced it.
Right. And so, you know, it's a spirit like you're talking about. And the only way that it's resolved is when we become the new ethnos, the yeah. new nation, which sure. is in Jesus Christ. The two become one. But we think about this. So this happened at Escambia High School. You know, they're known as the Gators today, I believe. And
it was a transition that went all the
huge.
Way to a court proceedings. I mean,
yeah.
this thing went
yeah.
a lot of years into this thing.
And we're going to make it available to you on the Torch at VFNKB.com, where you can actually see some of that. I think the local paper there is the Pensacola News Journal,
yeah.
and you could see some images and pictures of that day and kind of catch in. But the story was never fully told right. And so the ones that were people that were children or teens of that day, they decided they wanted to do a new narrative. They want to finish the story. They want to give a better memory for their children. We just talked right before the break about what was taking place on the Gulf Coast in the 70s and how now, today, and remember when the tragedy took place in Dallas, Texas, when people were marching for their First Amendment rights in Dallas on the streets, and the police officers were protecting them, and all of a sudden a man comes out and begins to shoot and killed
police officers.
Five, I believe it was five, if not more, police officers. It was just tragic that was going on. And what are we going to do? You know, we talked on a couple of days talking about it. T.D. Jakes kind of led a
yes.
conversation for the nation, if you would. And we, you know, he's on the air with us. And that, but during that same time, the Pensacola West Side story was taking place. Pastor Ron Latini was heading that. As a matter of fact, let's join him now.
A presidential election year. It became one of the most heated and mean-spirited campaigns in history. Social media became a vicious battleground and wasteland of political hatred. Friends and even family members parted ways. Racial and cultural relations seemed to further erode. Some compared the atmosphere in America reminiscent of the 1960s. When five police officers were gunned down in Dallas, Texas, it awoke the heart of a pastor in Pensacola, Florida.
Our country is in trouble. There is a cancer of hatred that is spreading among many, not all, but many, and there's only one cure for that, and that's the very thing that we celebrated in worship this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the cure. Yeah.
Pastor Ron Lentini knew it was time to call a friend, but it was an unlikely earthly matchup, as Pastor Ron was an Italian-American, originally from the era of the 1960s racial riots in the streets of Detroit. Pastor James Miller, an African-American pastor and first black police chief of Foley, Alabama, and a direct descendant of a slave brought to America.
We should not just come to church and sing songs and have praises and our world is being torn apart. If we're going to sing about Jesus, we got to learn how to live Jesus. If we live in Him,
The first gathering was a powerful beginning of what seemed to be becoming Pensacola's modern-day West Side Story. More gatherings were scheduled. Other pastors of diverse racial and cultural backgrounds joined the fight of faith.
We get together, we unify together, and one day we meet him. Amen.
To be here in a place like this and to look out at those assembled here tonight and seeing different churches, different colors of skin, different ethnicities, different language groups, different denominations represented, this is a small taste of what heaven will look like.
As I surrender my will to His will, His kingdom principles become alive in my life.
They prayed, and they believed. Something powerful was emerging. What was formerly a culturally segregated group of congregations was becoming a forged and cohesive spiritual bond between the respective pastors and church members. It was a bond that was heartfelt, authentic, and one that began to have a prevailing presence, glorifying the risen Jesus Christ.
Those that are called by my name, humble themselves and pray. Church, we've got to put our denominational pride aside.
We serve a living God. So, and this is why the purpose that we are here.
We need churches filled with people, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Love me with the love of Jesus. And the only way I can gain that love is to allow the Holy Spirit of God to love through me. Love me with God's love.
Yet this was only the beginning. The local news allowed the story to be told, and a march was scheduled to show what became known as the unity in the community, culminating with a rally at a location, ironically, that was once the scene of hateful racial riots.
And we need to continue it.
Coming together as one in the body of Christ, as God intended us.
I think it's a movement really sent by God. I think God has the right people in the right place and the right thing.
We're going to keep on moving forward. We're going to trust God and follow His leadership for something that I believe could spark an awakening that must come in the body of Christ in this nation. I believe this is the key.
They came, and they loved one another. In God's providence, and with the anointing of His Holy Spirit, the location, once a scene filled with racial and cultural hatred, was transformed by those who believed into an experience that transcended even themselves.
God has a way for us to become communicators. We can do it with our eyes, we can do it with our voice, we can do it with our feet, but most of all, we can do it with a feeling of love that God passes down through all of us. If we love one another, we don't have to say it. We can just walk the walk without talking the talk. Because God is not listening to our talk anyway. He's listening to our faith in Him. And I believe this day that we have not only started something, we've started a movement in Pensacola, Florida. Tell the world, you can ready for it.
Churches coming together in neighborhoods, crossing over racial, cultural, denominational lines to come together to express the power of the gospel that truly can break down dividing walls. Because I believe this could be a movement that could catch on and usher in a spiritual awakening among the body of Christ. And I believe it because there's only one big shot.
This is so awesome. It's just the beginning. This is just the beginning. As a matter of fact, we're going to actually have Pastor Ron Lentini on VFN TV. A lot of these pastors, including Pastor Miller and others,
that's awesome.
The first African-American chief of police in Foley, Alabama. We also had the first African-American chief of police in Pensacola, Florida.
David Alexander.
And it's very significant because it happened in that environment of what took place, you know, in the 70s and beyond. And so this is exciting days. We'll get back from this break. We're going to talk more about this, but I want you to be sure, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. It's time for us to be united, to stand up. You know, Psalms 133 says how good and pleasant it is to dwell, when brothers dwell together in unity. It's the place of the blessing. It's the place of the commanded blessing. John 17:23, the Lord wants us all to become one, and our unity in Christ Jesus, that's what we have in common. Mm-hmm. In Christ Jesus, all of us coming together with Him in the center of it, it's a supernatural witness to people that they're loved by God as much as God loves Jesus Christ Himself. Yeah. And this is an awesome unity movement. We're going to have these pastors coming on. We've been talking to Pastor Ron Lentini about this. Also, you know, get ready because we're going to take this thing to the nations.
What's powerful about this as well is that, remember, Dr. King said that the most segregated hour is on Sunday morning.
Right.
And to see the church coming together as one reminds me so much about the time we had at the Father and Son Camping Trip at the Next Step Outback, where every race, every denomination was out there. It also helped me to remember the Promise Keepers days and those conferences that the intentionality they
took. How important it was to look at the logo and see everybody's
hand. To see every race and to see you were identified. There were three shades there, not just two.
Right, right.
You got to include the third shade.
Right.
And so, but
what's the third shade? People don't understand what the third shade is.
Well, typically when you have these race conversations, it's always from a white or a black perspective. And they miss a tan perspective, which just includes so many other people. Asians,
yellow,
Hispanics,
red,
Indian,
black, white.
All the others. So it's not just two.
All of them are precious in His sight.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. But that type of sensitivity brings people in so they can actually hear your message.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, you know, God has been laying Pastor Miller on my heart for quite some time, you know. And I was even wondering, is he still pastoring? Yeah. It's been a few years. We were together in the Malachi Mandate. And if you haven't yet gone to fatherandson.org, you see it, fatherandson.org, you can see the 10-year prophecy, which Pastor Ron Lentini told me that he hasn't, it wasn't until the Dallas situation that happened did they even come back together in that kind of relationship.
Oh, wow.
But it was happening during the Malachi Mandate for those 10 years because Pastor Ron Lentini was a part of that. The whole community was a part of that. You can find it at fatherandson.org and look at the unity and the and what God was doing, and a lot of those young boys have grown up and are men today. This is an exciting time. God has established these things for a day such as this, and Pastor Ron is being called to carry this to the nation. He wants this in your community. You want it in your community, in your city, in your county, in your state, and all that. Man, I'm telling you what, if you missed our earlier part of our program, you got to see what's going on. The Pensacola
West Side Story.
And we're going to have so much more. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Pastor Ron Lentini on with us. We're going to have several of the pastors coming together. We're going to figure out how can we squeeze all this in.
Unity in the community.
Yes, and the most segregated hour. I wish we had that to be able to show you right now.
Dr. King.
Dr. King said it was on Sunday mornings at 11, you know, o'clock in the morning.
It has to come to an end, and I believe it's turning. It has to turn.
Please. I need better music. Anyway, so listen. There's when we come together, I mean, you look at Revelation chapter 19, 20, something of that nature, when he says, when we're gathered in the presence of God, he says there's people there from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. The word is ethnos. We're related.
That's right.
For eternity.
Eternity.
And if we're not in unity, we're missing part of us. And we need to come together.
That's right.
And when we do that, that's going to be the great. I mean, some people are looking for the answer, and people are trying to segregate people to the answer and segregate for this.
Based or on, make everybody conform to one. There is a reason why the God of heaven made everybody different and kept them different.
You know,
it's okay.
Listen, it's important to begin to pray for these midterm elections.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, listen as Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence calls us to pray.
America! 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 saints of God, rise up! There's still a remnant left. We shall not give up on America.
Pray and vote. Go to VFNKB.com/vote. You're seeing it on your screen. Go there now, VFNKB.com/vote, and vote is so important. I want to pray with you right now, but don't forget to comment below or write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. Mm-hmm. We love hearing from you. Yes. It encourages us, and it shows, you know, what's happening here. And also begin to pray for each other in the community. I thank you for those that are seeing people post prayer needs and then praying for each other. That blesses our heart, and that's how it's supposed to work. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just bless our audience, Father God. We pray for unity in your body, God. Lord, we pray for a grace for us all to come together and to appreciate our diversities. Father God, how you created us, the beauty of the bouquet of sounds and looks and just everything, Father God. And we thank you for Pastor Ron Lantini and Pensacola's West Side Store. We ask you, Lord, to take it to the nation. And God, dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN-KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.